Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today is our family Sunday, and I bring to you a word that might cause a little controversy here. Especially the last paragraph of this message will cause a little controversy. There will be another teaching that God will permit us very soon. So I touch this one, don't assume. One of the dangerous things to do in marriage, in relationship, in family is to assume. One of the biggest mistakes you can make in life is to assume. Assumption has made families to crumble. Assumption has made relationship to break or collapse. Assumption has made wonderful lovers to turn their back on each other. But there was no problem. The problem was that somebody assumed, and then they came from there and everything went terrible. Follow me as I show you this. I'm going to try and preach for 30 minutes, and I'll use the remaining 29 minutes to call it, take your question. First, 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. It said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Put your hand on your chest as I pray for you. Everyone here today receives sound mind. Amen. Your amen is not good. Everywhere you are, so watching me right now, receive a sound mind. Amen. Bind every confusion in your mind, in your body, in your spirit. I command them to go back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. Amen. Say after me, I receive sound mind. Not hear this, I receive sound mind. You see, when you see people, they just get mad, they just snap, they get angry, and they fight, and they can fight anywhere because they have a confusing mind and they assume. Assumption can make me to be fighting you, and you don't have any problem with me. But the proper person that have problem with you will not even show. He will tell you, Mama, you are fine. Come, let me show you how assumption has destroyed so many people. Assumption has caused regret and I know in lives of people. Don't ever assume in marriage, don't assume in family and relationship. Better find out what is happening before you make your conclusion. Assuming can also mean thinking, concluding, I thought, I assume. And you begin to act according to your assumption and you destroy so many things. If there's anybody here today and you have tampered with your life by your satanic and evil assumption, I pray for a second chance for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a sickness that is eating and biting people. The poor, the good, the wealthy, even the pastors, the bishop, Benny. That is a problem of assumption. Until you conquer this piece of assumption, let me tell you, your home, your life, in fact, you don't have peace of mind. Because what does not exist is what you are thinking exists in your head. Benny, it will be terrible if the person that you are looking at as your enemy is your best friend and your fan and they love you so much. And the person is disappointed because you are fighting them. And so the Spirit of God is in the house today to deliver us from this bad habit of assumption. And somebody is going to walk out of here delivered in your brain, in your mind, in your spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether I say amen or not, you are going to be delivered. I'm not hearing amen here. You will be delivered. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So the assumption battle is a battle we must conquer. Today, the spirit of assumption that has tampered with your life, I command them to leave your life alone in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You want to avoid being hurt in life? Don't assume. Let us start. Look at me. Don't assume. As I'm talking to you now, okay, wait. Let me define to you what is assumption. Assuming, let me say, to assume is to act without certainty. To assume is to act without facts. To assume is to believe in your belief and what you thought was happening, but it's not there. To assume is to act without proper knowledge. You are not certain, no fact, no knowledge, but you believe. No analysis, but I said that. I know. You know nothing. It's assumption. Especially if you used to have maybe one good dream in a year, and you have a dream about somebody, you now assume, you hold on to the dream. I saw it that he fell. I saw it. Why you bad there? You are not God. To assume. You better follow me. Because this particular problem is eating 85% of people in the world up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Never assume that you know your spouse. I know her. We have been married for 30 years. Never assume that you know what? 89 years man realized in the court that his three children were not his own at the age of 83. What will he do? Answer me. Man. So all his grandchildren are not his. Yes, now. So at 89, he realized that his assumed children are not his own. I want to teach you today. Am I permitted to teach you? Are you sure? Look at me. People change with time, especially when they are pressurized. Pressure, bring out another type of person you thought you knew when they are pressurized. Pressure brings out the real nature and the devil in people. Wait until the man is pressurized and you will see another. Should I continue? Don't assume you know your husband's financial capacity. He might just be packaging. So you put every time on him, I need this, I need that. The man will break down, he will collapse, or he will run away. Should I still continue? For the fact that she dresses well in the church, don't assume that she's so blessed that she might just be packaging. Some people, when they put this, you will say, wow. Meanwhile, they don't have 30 naira in their bank account. If you want me to stop, shout hallelujah. I had hallelujah there. I'm not stopping it, you know. Don't assume that your spouse is happy with you. I used to ask, are you happy with this marriage? Don't assume that your partner is happy with you. I noticed something. How can Pastor Paul come? How can some couple want to take picture? Look at, this is the wife, this is the husband. And the husband did like this, he take picture like this to the wife. And the wife did like this, permit me, no, turn. Why are you always turning your bum bum? And the man, the lady did like this. Look at how intimate you think they are. When I say, are they mad? Sit down. The woman left the man with children and ran away. The man thought he was doing well. But the woman had another plan. No, so is this service teaching us to be suspicious? No. What I'm teaching is that be prepared. Anything can happen. Some of you old men here, you will be disappointed. You are looking at your son that will take care of you. That boy has his plans. Don't be angry. In front of me, I was in Europe when this boy got his first job, and if the money he got, he went and bought iPhone. And everybody was hungry in the house, apart from me. Because I can never be hungry. I've planned my life. Should I continue? Look at the person beside you for me and tell him, don't assume. You are not telling him, don't assume. So I'm not teaching to be suspicious. I just want to let you know. So instead of assuming, what will I do? I will tell you. Is it number four? Not now. We are writing number four quickly there. So don't assume. Shall I still continue? Don't assume that your wife is sexually satisfied with you. Don't assume that your husband is sexually fulfilled with you. Don't assume that he loves your food so much. Don't assume. And so maybe I should quickly tell you this. That's why you must learn to ask questions. Are you happy? Are you fine? Is everything okay? Do you like my food? Do you like my dress? Don't say he has to like it. Why won't he like it? Only of penny. Do you like the way I dress you? Don't assume. Because the day you are going to ask him, I say, please tell me sincerely, he will shock you what you will hear. I said, but we have been together for 35 years. You just see money just break. Boom! Somebody has been enduring some things for a very long time. So opportunity like this to jack Babai, a pastor, got American visa lottery, declared that she was not married, that she's single at 56. Traveled to America, left her 4 children and her husband. So the man went to the police. Please, I'm looking for my wife. They searched mortuary, they searched everywhere. They didn't see this woman. They searched. They now went to search manifold in the airport. The woman is in America. And she feels that she's single. So she left 4 children and her husband to America. She's single. The man thought he was doing well. So don't assume your wife is okay with you. You might need to change or stop eating that garlic. Say, honey, say, Jesus. She doesn't want to kiss me. Who will kiss you with garlic? I've not seen the holy person that will kiss you with garlic. You understand what I'm talking about? So I don't know what I've done. One batemita now. One man jedodo me. But no, keep eating your garlic. Don't assume your husband is happy with you. You might need to change the way you dress. You might need to change your perfume that is choking him. Some people will not talk. And that's what I need to teach you today. Don't assume, but communicate. Do what? Why am I not hearing you? Do what? Communicate. Shall I still continue? If you want me to continue, shout hallelujah now. Don't erroneously assume that the people you deprive yourself of and you love them so much loves you back. You will be shocked. The way they will prefer the people that slap them, abuse them, the way they will go back to their exes. You will be shocked that what did I do wrong? You are assuming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. You are worthy. The Lord said, I'm closing the chapter of pain in your life. And I'll open a new chapter of laughter. Wherever you are, congratulations to you in the name of Jesus. You will be surprised that they are just using you. When I hear some things that some people say about me, I thought I poured myself into them. Forget it. They are just using you. Don't assume that they love you. If you go and rely on them, that you have family, or you have friends, or you have people, you will just see that your life is finished. You say, what a friend we are in Jesus. I have come to believe, and I used to say it every time she wants me to stop saying it. Stop thinking that people love you. Just behave yourself. When all the chips are down, people will make their choice. Am I teaching you to be wicked? Don't erroneously assume that you know your children. If God show you what your children is watching on the computer, you will freeze. You will do what? You will freeze. Judges chapter 7 verse 24. Know they think you know people. Know they think you know person. You don't know them. Guys were in my house. 21 or 24. We pray together. I prophesy to them the country they will go to. Not so it be. But when it was time for them to go, some of them will not tell me. They will have bought their ticket and everything and say, "Oga, maybe I'm going tomorrow." I said, "Then your flight is 3 o'clock. How do I know?" "Oh, I am 10 steps ahead of you. I know you. I have asked God about you. I am just quoting you. You are not my family." Shall I continue? "I have enjoyed this gift. It has made me not to depend on any man. Shall I pray for you?" Receive it in the name of Jesus. Judges chapter 7 verse 24. "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge a righteous judgment." But you need God to do this. Stop thinking now. The people you think you don't know anything. And we think, I know. You don't know. Okay, look at it in NLT. Look at NLT. "Not all people that pose as your friend are your friends, oh. Look beneath the surface so you can judge correctly." Read it again, let me hear loud and clear. Read it again, let me hear you read it again. So one of the biggest ways to, you will not destroy your life, is to assume. Assumption is dangerous. You might need to tell your partner. You might need to tell your children again, "I love you and I cherish you." You might need to tell your family and people that are there for you, "I appreciate you." Because people assume. They assume they are not loved. They assume they are forsaken. They assume that they are rejected. Somebody told her father, he said, "We never had a relationship." The father thought this girl and him were very close. And the man said, "We never had a relationship. We never had a relationship. Do we have a relationship?" Don't assume you know people. Say, "I hear you." Assumption leads to frustration. Should I say continue? And the synonyms for assumption is, "I thought." And so I concluded. "I believe." "I know." Look at what the Bible says. Proverbs 24 verse 9. Proverbs 24 verse 9. "The thought, the assumption of foolishness is sin." That thing you are thinking, "If I regard iniquity in my heart." Evil assumption is iniquity. Sin is the one you have done. Iniquity is the one you have not done. But you are doing what? You are thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it, thinking about it. "I will shoot Pastor Paul knife." You are thinking about it. That is iniquity. "I will show this woman. I will treat her. I will my bodwege." Iniquity. So the assumption, the thought, the assumptionlessness is iniquity. It's a sin. You don't think of. Don't assume. Don't what? I'm not hearing. Don't what? And I said, men of God, do it too. That's why we got to wait and cross check. Don't assume. Abraham too did. Genesis chapter 20 verse 11. Genesis 20, 11. Let me know, Ellie, if I have a question. Genesis 20, 11. Look at. Can you imagine? I thought he said this guy was the father of faith. Abraham said, "I just assumed that there was no fear of God in this place." "What do you mean, sir?" "Father Abraham, that everybody in this city, nobody fear God. And you are so scared they will collect your wife." Put it back. "Don't assume I have finished. And that they will kill him, not me, to get his wife." So he said to his wife, "You are my sister." But seriously, Sarah was his half-sister. Seriously. But in real life, Sarah nae babe. But he said, when we get there, you are my sister. And the man in verse 3 took the wife. Thank God that God fought for him. So even Father Abraham made a mistake. Anybody here, you have been making this satanic misconception, receive deliverance. Receive deliverance.
Amen.
Your image show you are not doing. I said, receive deliverance.
Amen.
Judges chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. You assume your husband will soon leave you alone. Where is he going to? You assume your children are bad children. Why? Judges 15, verse 1 and 2, message. Samson went to his father-in-law. He wanted to see his wife. Later on, it was during the wheat harvest, Samson visited his bride, bringing a goat, young goat, and he said, let me see my wife. Show me her bedroom. But her father would not let him in. What happened next? He said, I concluded that by now you hated her with passion. Can you imagine? So I gave her to your best man. But her little sister is even beautiful than. Why not take her? But the Samson Daru, he scattered that city. When you get to go and read, he burned the whole city. He removed their gate. He showed them pepper. Why? Because somebody
has.
Should I still continue? I'm not hearing. Should I still continue? Your husband came late home, or home late, and you assume this guy is seeing another woman. You started smelling his shirt. The perfume here does not collect with here. You have been romancing women. And there is no explanation the man will give that you listen to, because you have assumed, you have concluded, and you are going to start to act on it. We have lost good people because of assumption. The Lord will deliver his church in the name of Jesus. Your amen is not good. The Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. I shared with you some time ago of a particular family. They suffered though. The man suffered. He was doing bricklayer. He suffered. He has gone to school. He has studied, but he was suffering, and his wife. So the wife will go. They call something alaru, carrier. Am I correct? Carrier. Alaru lunja carrier. She? And the one will do carrier, and she suffered. And boom, the man made it. So the first thing the man did, the man bought a house for the woman in America. Bought the house. And he said, sweetheart, you have been with me through thick and thin. I think it's time for me to appreciate you. You are now a citizen of America. And this is your property. It's your house. And he showed it to her on the net. And the woman said, thank you very much. And the next thing, the woman went to hire killers to kill the man. But you know, all men in the house, yeah, I've been teaching you. Let your family extend more than your family. I stand here. I have families. The people you think that love you, open your eyes. Have what? Families. I have family on the street too. I have family everywhere. Are you not my family? Hey, family. So the man has a way of giving boys money on the road. So when they got this picture, they knew if they don't stop that woman, she will look for another person. So they came to the house. And they said, sir, we have been paid to kill you. And the man was begging. I have suffered for so many years. I have money now. Let me pay you off. They said, no. But madam, why do you want to kill him? He said, he has made money now. He wants to send me to America, so that I can be enjoying here. I reject it. Before you disgrace me, I will finish you. Kill him. And I said, unfortunately, we can't kill this man. Sir, why did you? He said, she has suffered with me. She has been with me through thick and thin. She has, it's a wrapper I'm even using to sleep on the floor. I had to keep the wrapper for memorial. And now decided, let me. The man said, Then the woman said, I thought of a damn one. I thought you want to get on me. And women, why are you thinking that somebody has used you? Who now used you, say both of you? He has used me. Who is using who? It's the man that don't let's go to that topic today. In marriage, who is being used? Eh? I think we are going to use this as debate. Next this thing. Please. So all form group. The man or woman, who is being used in marriage? You can't say both. Are you a womanizer? Who is being used? Okay, women, who is being used? Why is that? What's about this? Who is being used? Are you a woman? Are you a woman? Who is being used? Youth. Who is being used? Say, man, what is your womb? Woman, what do you say? Why is that your voice is not? Let me start from your mommy, the Lord. Who is being used? You follow her. PDP. Praise God. So please, we are going to look into this deeply. Come with your point, so eh? I'm saying bring your strong. Once it's a man that will win, woman will not talk. So this, I thought you used me. And you want to dump me. So they should execute you. The woman will have killed that man because she shall we pray. Let this evil spirit get out of this church. Let this evil spirit get out of your house. Let this evil spirit get out of your brain. Not hearing you. Let this evil spirit get out of your mind. Let this evil spirit get out of anything now that we do, even our subconscious, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you are the one I pray for, shout the big amen. Amen. So your wife did not pick your phone, and the only thing that you can assume is that she's with another man. Don't assume. Communicate. Communicate. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, your way is blocked, things are hard for you as a man, and you assume that your mother is a witch. I met a family from Ghana. They came to Nigeria. One boy, four or five girls, I can't remember. And what brought them was, do you want to know if our mother is a witch? And I said, you came to the wrong place. If your mother is a witch, I will not talk. If I mention the name now, and I said, go and meet her and beg her, it would have been better, but now, said, sir, please help us. So I celebrated. I said, no, your mother is not a witch. Your mother is a saint and a good man. Go and beg her. So, thank God they didn't assume and they ask. So this brother particularly believed that the mother was the one blocking. So he was praying that the mother would die. The mother would die. Mama, die. Mama, die. Meanwhile, the mama did not do anything wrong. But they are praying that they should die. Are you here now? Somebody believes that you are the one troubling them. You are here now, somebody believes that you are the one blocking them. May the Lord deliver you from their wicked assumption in the name of Jesus. I told you this before in the church. A man thought that the wife was dating her boss because she traveled a lot. So this man went to collect sex portion and put it in the leg of the woman. So the woman traveled as usual and came back. So the man was happy that the man would not die where he did. So he went inside his own trap. After he has done it, he somersaulted the first time. He somersaulted the second time. He now confessed, I thought you were cheating on me. That's why I did it. The third time he somersaulted and he cried. You do things to people because you assume that they are against you. And people do things to us because they believe that we are the one blocking them. That's why I am praying for you here that the battle of assumption die today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Most of the Bible says it's not true. It's Family Sunday. My husband has not been telling me I love you. I told you, women, look at me. If you are married, I love you come from men that are very, 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 very mature and their business is working. When a man's business is not working, I swear to God Almighty who made me and anointed me as a... He will not... He's looking for how he's going to pay his bill. So let's say he has not been telling me I love you. And she went with her friend to the place where they do... that your side. Ebuka. And he said, "Nobody put this one in his food." Immediately, see like this. Butterfly in my belly. The man ate. The man ate. And the man said, "Honey, my stomach is paining me. My stomach is paining me." And the woman said, "You are not supposed to die. You are supposed to love me more." The man said, "What happened?" He said, "I put some because I thought you don't love me. So they took me to somewhere in Nebuchadnezzar's village. And now, they said, you put in your food." The man died. Because somebody thought. I pray for you again. Whatever anybody is planning to do against you now, whatever they have done against you, assuming and believing that you are their blockage and you are the one blocking them, I command you to receive deliverance from them in the name of Jesus. A lady was in the hospital doing operation. And the Lord told me where she was doing operation, that the girl sitting beside her, the mother of the girl told the girl that she has collected the girl's glory. And meanwhile, she doesn't have a job, but she's doing a job of 30,000 naira or 40,000. So I called her, I said, "Hello, your niece that was beside you in the hospital, the mother told her," he said, "Yes, she confessed to me." I was not in the hospital. She said, how do you know? I said, "Don't be asking me how I know." I said, "Once I concentrate, I know." How can somebody looking for daily bread, 30,000 naira, collect the gloves only that has motto using Uber? Or collect the money, somebody that you have a house and it's comfortable. Because they assume. Father, deliver me from evil assumption of men. So, I have seen people, they look at me and say, this guy, all the guests in the choir are at it. It's not a joke, it's on the net. They just assume. You assume, you saw a girl. The girl is so beautiful. Maybe because she has bum bum. Say, this girl is from Satan. You are so. Same people. Oh, that guy cannot be a virgin. Go and enter the place now to confirm. You are so. And 85% of us do this. Shall we pray for deliverance? Say, "Father, deliver me from satanic assumption." I'm looking at your mouth. Say, "Let me hear." Say, "Father, deliver me from satanic assumption." Say it again. "Let me hear you." Say it again. "Let me hear you loud and clear." Now say after me. Say, "Father, deliver me from attack and battles of assumption." Say that 1-7 times. Go. From attacks and battles. That's one. That is two. Come on. That is three. Come on, lift up your voice. That is four. Come on. That is five. Go ahead. That is six. Go ahead and say it. Shout a big amen. Let me hear you. Our misguided thoughts. A man passed beside his son, first son. The boy was wee in the morning. Turo, turo, and nursing. You have started sleeping with women. Ito ojagara, ito ojagara. Your womb is not going. Zzzz. You are doing zara, zara. And the boy said, "I'm telling you." So anything the boy does, they slap him, until the boy had to leave. They have lost him now. Why are we like that? And said, once you have your stupid fake dream, you begin to attack the person. I'm looking at you. So, but mommy load you. You know that I was mad before God called me. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 again. And so many people here, we are under the havoc of assumption. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. What are you afraid of? That you attack people. But of power. Some of you hate your in-law so much, believing that he will soon leave your sister or leave your husband or leave his brother, your brother. You hate him. The hatred is so strong. You even be recommending other churches for them. Somebody hated his brother-in-law so much, he was recommended that, why and when are you going to leave that man alone? Should I continue? Give me the next verse. Give me the next version. GNT. For the spirit that God has given us does not make us timid. And he said, a spirit fills us with what? Power. What is the next one? And what? Self-control. Control yourself. Control your stupid fake dream. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't assume. Because what you are doing to somebody else, it will happen to you too. What are the consequences of assumption? So I'll give you the consequences and the cure. Oh yeah, we are going home. Number one, it snatches away your goodness. It takes away your peace of mind. And they told Naaman, Naaman, go and bow 7 times. He said, I thought he would come out. That was what he said. I hear about it, but there. I thought he would come out. Come out and do what? He said, go and bow. Number two, havoc. It makes people to have terrible regrets. Had I known would not be your portion. Now, the woman that sent her assistant to the man, if you are the man, will you still marry her? Will you still marry her? No. I will run away from the house. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Because another time she can assume another one again. And that one she will not send somebody. Number three, havoc of wrong assumption. It causes unnecessary bitterness over nothing. You are bitter, you are angry over nothing. I know him very well. I know Pastor Femi very well. Anything I tell him, you will hear it everywhere. You assume it is foolishness. Number four, there will be ceaseless weeping because you will see your foolishness later that, And let me tell you, some of us are so difficult that it's only people that can understand it. There are very few. You are now assuming on them again. So they did what? They ran away and left you with your assumption. I have seen people, they have met people that should have helped them, but they won't help you. Do you know why? Because of your assuming madness. You suspect them. Should I continue? Your voice is going down. Should I continue? Now number five. It turns enemies. It turns friends to enemies. Let me show you what happened here. 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 to 4. Look at what happened here. 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1. You need to read this so that you can understand. I said, and it came to pass, you are not reading, no. After this, you are not reading, no. That the king of the children of Ammon died. Don't forget to. A particular king died. Don't forget to. And Hanun, his son, reigned in his stead. Don't forget to. A king died. The name of the son is what? Hanun. Don't forget. Now verse 2. Look at it. And then David said, I will show kindness unto what? Did he say I'm going to fight him? What does he want to do? What does he want to do? What did he want to do? Continue. As his father showed me kindness, and David sent comfort, sent to comfort him by the hand of his servant for his father. And David's servant came into the land of the children of Ammon. Look at what they did to them, thinking that they were spies. Then the prince of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun, their lord, thinkest thou that David does honor thy father, that he has sent comforters unto thee? Is that what you think? Had not David rather sent his servant unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and overthrow it? Or is that true? Is this true? Verse 4. Wherefore, Hanun took David's servant, shaved off half of their beards. Look, I shaved like this, half like this, half like this, half of their garment, to their buttocks, removing the hair and their garment, and send them with this our judgment, relying on our assumption. So any friends now become enemies. Number six. Havoc of wrong assumption. You bring harm to your family. Everything was fine until you begin to suspect your daughter-in-law. Everything was fine. So when you are cooking and she's coming, say, I have to stay in the kitchen, you know. The person doing you can't know. They are the one praising you. You don't know anything. Number seven. Ill health. You begin to have hypertension. All of you have an hypertension here. Go and check this one, your attention. And BP. 85% of our attention is the fear of what never existed. Fear of will I pay my house rent? Fear will I lose my marriage? Fear will I lose my loved one? I'm telling you now. The fear. How am I paying my bills? How am I this? Nothing that make me worry. See my face. Nothing. Nothing. Today came. It will go. Today will become yesterday. God has helped me before. He will help me. You want to die before your death time. I was in church when they came to tell us that a particular man, the in-law, died. He's an elder. But they told us, you know, that he just went like that. And they started praying for him, they started praying for him. They started slapping him, he did not wake up. And I asked him, how much is his own money there? He said, maybe 600 naira. I said, Papa, Elsa, your own money there, 600 naira, 600. He said, 600. Can you imagine? Man told me yesterday, your husband told me when he came, and they told a particular man, you have liver problem. He just called the doctor, hello, my enemy is having liver problem, we prepare to die. He will die in 1 month, and he died. Yes, I'm telling you, it was the husband that told me. I more a liver problem. I more a kidney problem. Some people are having HIV full blown, and they refuse to die. You assume you are going to die. Every wicked, wrong assumption in your head, I delete, I format, I zap them in the name of Jesus Christ. Wrong assumption caused backwardness. Pharaoh said, I know not the Lord. Who is the Lord? Oh my God. He entered in the water. Herod said, who is God? They assumed they are all in all. Nebuchadnezzar, he chopped grass for 7 years, 7 months, 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 weeks, 7 minutes, 7 days, 7 hours. Should I still continue? You cause trouble for another person. Abraham assumed that they would take his wife. He caused trouble for that king, Abimelech, that took his wife. The in-law of Samson assumed that they have given his wife to somebody else. Sorry, that Samson doesn't like or love the woman. Cause another trouble. So your assumption is causing trouble for another person. A woman married, and when she married, on the day that they got home, her mother told her, "Hello, permit me to use, hello, sister Benefit. Now that you are married to Brother Prophet, Laoju Esile, listen, you did not come here to love. Men are useless. Men are scums. Collect what you can collect from this marriage and get out." As he was talking, the husband was hearing. The man just came. Buying gift for them, just had. Collect anything you can collect. Let him change his name, his property, to your name. The man said, "Why?" He said, Women, we are blessed.
Amen.
The man heard. That was how that marriage, the marriage that started today. The man did not even say anything. Honey. And the woman will be going from one church to the other. "Help me pray. My husband doesn't like me. My husband doesn't eat potato. He doesn't eat porridge." The man heard what your mother said. And it all started from assumption. Is somebody learning anything today? Don't assume I am proud because there is puff on my clothes. You have to take time to study me. Most of the people you are fighting now, just assumption, or you had, or you believe, or because of something that happened before, and they say, "Oh, this is a leg back or no. Oh, gate. You now say the person is like this. Meanwhile, your own is in your body. Should I continue? You are unnecessarily cold. But I'm not assuming. I'm believing. Come out of that coldness. Should I continue? And finally, the last advocate of us, it causes separation between us and God. Because God will just leave you alone, that you're always thinking evil. What is the cure? Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. The cure, I give you 4 or 5. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. The cure.
Restore unto me the joy of my salvation.
Take counsel. Don't go and lose people that love you. Take counsel. 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13. Don't open. That guy that followed Naaman and said, "Oh God, this man did not tell you to bring money. Just enter into the water 7 times. Oh God, take counsel. Thank God. He listened. He will have returned home leprous. Take counsel. Listen to what I am telling you today. Let assumption go. Let your wicked thoughts go. The evil you are thinking will not happen. Stop increasing it and enlarging it, and you have wicked people around you that aggravate it for you." Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. A new song will be heard in your house. Number 2, let the blood of Jesus wash your heart. Let the blood of Jesus wash where?
Your heart.
Say after me, say, "Blood of Jesus." Say, "Let me hear you." Why am I not hearing you? I'm not hearing you well. Cleanse my heart. Create in me a new heart. Oh Lord. You need a new heart.
And you renew the spirit within me.
Hallelujah. Number 3. Do a thorough investigation on the matter before you act or before you conclude. So that you will not lose the people God has put in your life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21 says, "Prove all things. hold fast to that which is good. The PA of a pastor, Babalola, Pastor Babalola, they lied on him that impregnated a girl. In those days, there was no DNA. See? And this boy was told, you can't travel, you can't do anything again, you've got to stay where you are. Babalola looked at him and said, did you do it? He said, Papa, me, oh, I didn't do it. Yeah, but you did it. And the girl was crying, you did it, you did it, you did it. Please, everybody. When women are crying and they are saying things, wait and confirm. You are looking at me. I was preaching in Germany when I told the family, why did you kill your father? Be praying for me, oh. Marcus Walagon. And the mother said, no, excuse you. I said, she's trying to kill herself too now. She lied on her father that the father raped her. And you know, or even though they hear, even anyone that get raped. Once somebody tear their clothes like this, he raped me, he raped me, he raped me. They'll just carry you like this, throw inside, say, hey, next person. You can't do that with me. Because we'll investigate. You say, rape you? Okay, no problem. So, by the rape for any. Oruko Jesu, Olore Mimo. Then you will talk. So, the boy was told not to travel anywhere. Everything was stopped in his life. And Papa said, Father, let the baby in that place resemble exactly whoever that has slept, that impregnated this girl. Every mark on my PA's body, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, let it be there. And if it's not the one, let the person that impregnated her, every mark, including to eyelid, by the time the baby was born, there was a particular man among the elder. He has marked like this. When the baby was born as a Boko Haram like this. Case closed. 1930, let's say, don't look at my elders. But for 9 months, this boy was, his life was in horror. Can we please give people benefit of doubt when anything is against them, that you stand by them and say, no, he can't do it. You know, I used to pray I would not have crisis. The church will have remained like one. It has happened before. Brother Benson was there. Wisdom was in the womb then. When somebody like in among the church, and the next service, it was me, my younger brother, he came to church that day to come and see my end anyway. And Pastor Ben, Brother Ben, that was it. I have had crisis several times and I've lost people. They never loved me. If they do, and people that love you will stand by you and say, we want to see the end of this case. And you know, you don't have to explain anything. People that don't love you, you go explain, tire. As you explain, say, what did you say? What did you say now? You will explain again. Say, take note of it. 10 minutes, 23 seconds. Shall I say continue? Prove all things. Number 4, communicate. Esther, even God. The Bible said, Isaiah said upon verse 18, come now, let us reason together. If a God said, why can't you reason with people before you conclude your wicked assumption? Communication is the bloodline, the blood vessel of relationship. Don't joke with it. Somebody say, I hear you. Communicate with your children. How are you? Are you fine? Have you eaten? What is happening to you? Some children are going through a lot they will never tell their parents. Until they find a friend that they can talk to and they begin to talk to that friend. That friend never loved them. It was just available to hear them. And that's all. You lose them. Somebody say communication. So one of the best, fastest ways to kill your relationship, to kill your marriage, to kill your family, is communication. Once communication is done there again between you and that person, everything is communicate. Assumption grows. Anywhere is assumption grow like this, where communication is dead. When communication is dead, assumption grow. Hello. Where communication is dead, what grows? Assumption. Maybe he has met another woman. Maybe he's in love with another man. Maybe he's now talking to Kabiru. Maybe, it may happen. Praise God. I'm not hearing you. Praise God. Somebody say communicate. I was surprised when I saw this. It really touched me when I saw this in the Bible. Come, let us reason together. You cut communication off, you are a suspect. Communicate. I want to pray for you before I drop the microphone. May God help you to communicate. I'm not hearing you. May God help you to communicate. So even God is supreme being communicated. He said, Cain, why are you angry now? God did not assume that I know you are going to kill him. No. If you are God, that you can see so many things. Number 5, learn to ask questions. Now, this is how you are going to ask the question. Don't query. Ask calmly and diplomatically. Ask question calmly and diplomatically. Matthew 16, verse 13. Jesus did something that fear me. And when Jesus arrived in the villages of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciples, what are people saying about the Son of Man? He said, wait till people they talk about me. Ask diplomatically. Don't assume. Ask diplomatically. Ask calmly. Are you still here? Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. I want you to answer this question and answer. Did God not know that Adam and Eve, they have eaten the fruit? He knows. He still asks, Adam, does he not know where Adam was hiding? You know, answer me. Does he not know? He can just go and say, Adam, why are you hiding? Oh, Lenio. But he didn't do that. So, God ask question. Oga, ask before you attack somebody. Some of you have joined them to kill people on the road. Amroba. The bandit don't do anything, no. You are the one that carried the tire. You are the one that went to buy petrol in front. You are the one that burning. The blood of the person is crying on you and your children. In Ekoman, 3 boys went to meet. Somebody said, you are owing us. Give us a... But say, I'm not you, I'm robber. It's not Joko. It's on TikTok. And they surrounded this boy on that fine, handsome boys, and they burnt them. The person said, I'm robber, ran away. You assume, did you know? Are you sure? Why do you carry that person's problem on your head? What is the difference between you? On Sunday, I'll be preaching. Boko Haram, Tamifo. Still, I will live here now. You are going to do the bad thing you want to do the next minute I drop this microphone. Not all of you anyway. That's assumption for some of you. Don't rent room in somebody's head. Should I continue? Somebody's talking to you. I know you. I know you don't know anything. Stop thinking you are intelligent to know everything. Even in the prophetic, inside the gift, we see ask question. Now, who is this? What is this? How much more? So I can be at home and I will assess where my family is. It's a gift. And when they come, I just ask them, where were you? And we're asking, I just ask. I sent Timothy and Pastor Ezekiel to Unilag and they were not calling. So I started assessing. So when they came, I said, so when I was talking, Timothy was blaming. I said, you have told him. I said, what is wrong with both of you? I saw you. I saw the lady that wore Ankara. I saw the girl that is fine. I saw this. He said, now finish it up. So even in the prophetic, we do what? We ask questions. Even God said, where are you? You know they see anything. You don't know anything. and you are still suspecting people. Can I pray for you? May God forgive you. Your amen is not good, but I take it. Let me finish. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. Are you there? You are suspecting and assuming concerning a person, you are underestimating his capacity. No, he that answereth a matter. You don't know the fact. Bible says it is foolishness and shame unto him. Anyone foolish here, receive deliverance. Shall I continue? Let me give you one more. Are you ready for this one? Wait. I said, learn to ask. Abby? Now, please. And learn to explain too. Both sides. When you ask, I don't understand. Let them explain. And if you have to explain what this will actually happen, explain to them. Job thought it was God that was troubling him. Say, you know, he didn't know that. No, sorry. Job thought it was Satan, so he was angry with his friend, everybody. But you know, it was God that gave him permission. There are so many things you don't know. I want to pray for you. Now, every form of commission in your life and every area you needed information, already, may God show them for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Okay, the last one, number 6. Find out the truth about anything before you crucify the person. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. I was supposed to be in America. I wasn't married then. I was standing in front of the whatever consular, and the person said, everything here is okay. But the people that invited you, just send us a letter that you should not come. She was not supposed to tell me. He said, don't worry, you are going to be great. And I said, that's what she said. I said, okay, thank you very much. And later, after years, she started hearing that they had something about me. And they had something about prophetic, and all these prophetic people. Assumption. I wasn't married then. I'm married for over 23 years now. Almost 23 years. 23 years. Wayne is now saying, I was the one that sent message to you 1999. Can you still remember me? So I replied, may God never let me remember you. May our paths never cross. In Jesus' name. Wait, let me explain. You are free to explain, but I'm out of here. You don't hear things about people and conclude about them. See, I hear you. How will they know that you are going to a place where you are hearing the word of God? Find out the truth about anything before you join them. See, by the reason of the gift God has given to me, I can be hearing somebody's voice and I will know 50% of the person's life. You know what? What's my business? It's his life. It's his life. Okay, this my daughter is in front of me with camera. I could look at her and begin to notice about her. But it's her life. We don't come to church for people to harass us. How much more the one you got to know by rumor and by gossiping? I now look at her and say, You do your mouth as if you have eaten poop. On information that is not true. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are honest, whatsoever things that are just, whatsoever things that are pure, true, honest, just, pure, whatever thing that is lovely, whatever thing that are good report, if there be any virtue there, and if there are any praise, these are the only things you should think about. Assumption would make you think you are no longer loved. Assumption would make you think you have been forsaken. Assumption will make you think that nobody cares about you. And worse still, assumption will make you begin to do the opposite of what people never even believe around them. You pick on people, you tag them. Meanwhile, they don't even understand why you are crazy. They have not said one. You have said like parrot. It's all about poor communication. Why can't we ask questions? What is happening? What have I done wrong? Are you fine? Are you okay? How can I help you? Maybe the person will speak up. But unfortunately, people that have made their final decision about you, they will not speak up. A woman woke up one day with she was sick in her hand because she believed her children were sending her money from everywhere in the world. She didn't know that these children are struggling where they are. You think everybody abroad had money? Some people are assisted abroad. And she caused them that the sun shall smite them, her own children, by night, and the children died. It was the friends that came for burial and was saying, "Mama, these children are struggling." She said, I thought they didn't want to help me. So she used her own hand to kill her children. And that's why I'm praying for you. Whatever damage you have done with your stupid assumption, may God repair them now. Whatever damage they have done to your life. Have you got a family meeting? Somebody just said, I'm telling you. People have seen me and they've said so many things about me. Am I the one that created myself? And they will just speak it and they will stand on it. And some people that are and they will be going like Wi-Fi, you'll be believing it. Any damage we have done to people's lives by assumption. And they pray for you. May God repair them in the name of Jesus. Let me end this service with this. Make it and look at it as if it's funny or sarcastic. I tell you prophetically, watch out for these four people. These four people. Before you assume about these four people, I want to show you now. Verify their intention. Verify their intention. Number one, your partner. Verify her intention. Verify his intention. Number two, a pastor. Verify his intention. Verify his intention. God might tell him to do it to know something. Number three, politician. Verify their intention. Vote for me, I will help you. Verify their intention. And finally, actors, then or performers. I finish. Are you blessed? Don't forget these four people. Number one, partner. Number two. Number three. Number four. Actors. That's why 85% of actors, their marriage don't work. Some pastors, their marriage will not work. People don't understand that. Because there is a reason for a particular thing they did at the time. You will not wait to know why did he do it. But no. Verify. I speak to you as your father, a priest and a prophet. And I've not manipulated you because everything I've taught you, I'll stand in front of God to give account. Verify. Verify. These ones are very strong. Your partner. Verify. Ask questions. Communicate. Don't say, I know. You went and marry an actor. He will kiss everybody. He will look at you and say, baby, I'm dying for you. And he's acting. I'm not pissed about that today. You went and marry pastor. Pastor that can be told, leave the house and don't come back in the next 1 month. And God will point his devil if he doesn't communicate with you. Say, I'm coming. I don't even know when I'm coming back. Your partner, she will do things you don't understand. So the solution is what? Communicate. Communicate. It will help you. Are you blessed? Let's give God praise. Okay, do you have any question? Okay, is anybody in the church and congregation that want to ask a question online? We'll take how many questions? One. Let's take it. If there's anybody that wants to ask a question, let us know. I want to pray for us and we are out of here.
Sir, the word assumption has cost me my peace. There's someone that was close to me assumed that I had said something bad about her. And she went ahead and said a lot of things about me. And now, she said a lot of bad things about me. So the question now is, sir, what should I do? What should I do? Should I continue the friendship? That's the first question. The second question, if you have been assumed of something you don't do, what should I do?
Okay, church, listen to me. This will take me to another message entirely, but let me just help you. I don't want to take your time. Hope there's no other question again. No other question in the house? Any question in the house? No question. Okay, thank you. Sit down. Let me answer this. The first thing you are going to do, if you are the one that sent this, please get through to that person. Communicate to the person and find out what is happening. You heard. One of you is not even true. You heard that she said it. So communicate. Don't say, she said it, and I know she said it. So you have to do that first. You have to confirm that. If it's true that she has said that, or it's some people that are trying to scatter you, people are funny. If it is true that she has said that, find out and vindicate yourself by explaining, don't forget, to the person what really happened and why you said what. If after that the person wants to be your friend, look at me, be careful of being the friend of that person. But explain, communicate, so that the person can know the real reason why that has happened. Some have left this church, and I begin to ask from their leader, why did they leave? And I hear the reason why they left, one left because he said, I call his case and his wife's case out. Did you hear what I said? Meanwhile, some of you are praying I should call your case out. Egg by me. Deliver me. What should I do? I'm asking the church now. Everyone got a microphone. I listen to me now. He said, he's supposed to call me into his office and tell me and my wife. Meanwhile, the prophetic has this that if I don't tell you now, I will forget in the next minute because it comes like scroll. It's come like scroll. It's like you're watching film. So if I don't quickly pick it, juggle it in my head or say it like that, I might forget. Now, do you know what I did? Last week, the Lord said, open your computer. It's online. So I sent message to him. I said, your friend told me this. I am sorry. I thought you were a son to me. If I've embarrassed you and your family, I am very sorry. He replied, wow. He shouldn't have told you. He shouldn't have told you. I'm sorry. Shouldn't have told you. You remain my father forever. But you know what? That last one is a lie. And on that we are not standing. But I've cleared myself. So when you hear things that people say about you, try and clear yourself. And please don't play around that thing. They say you're a womanizer. Don't play around women. Listen to me now. They say you're a thief. Don't play around people's chicken. You say, I'm just a beautiful chicken. This chicken. Be going. I said, I'm talking about this chicken. You are looking for trouble. Now, finally, listen to me. No matter how people spoil you, don't forget this in your life. Why am I still holding this microphone? Because it has value and content. Have you carried your plate of food before in the from kitchen? How do you carry it? Look at me. Make sure you have content. To hell with people that hate me. My content will sustain me. Once they see jollof rice in that plate, they don't burn you where to throw it away. You have something bigger than jollof rice. Oh, put your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. The Spirit of the Lord in the life of man is something more than. From my heart, I pray for you. I have cried on this matter before. How people hated me without reason. And the Lord said, son, I have given you what will make you to stand as a one-man army. When anybody go, you can survive. Receive the content that will sustain you. Some of you is hospitality. Some of you is a particular gift. Make sure you are not useless. So they will not be saying where they are. I know him. But let them be hearing that God has not forsaken you. Let them be hearing that God is still using you. Let them be hearing that you are still shining. Let them be hearing that you are still soaring. I don't care who hates me. I care about the God that put content in me. Now receive content that will prosper you. Don't care about anybody. Don't care. Anybody. Somebody say content. What do I call it? What do I call it? Get content. Get something. Be valuable. Make sure that you are something that... No. You are a woman. There's something you could have that your husband cannot do without you. That your wife cannot do without you. You are a man. You must live your life. You must be above that family. Not that you are the one that you don't see your wife, you don't see your children, you turn to jelly. I will meet all men last Sunday of next month. Eh? They will preserve us today. So, what anybody ever said about you? Have content. See, where people walk out of my life is their loss. Do you know why? Content. Shall I tell you this? When people walk out of your life, are you sure you will survive? It's not about work. It's not about salary. It's about what? Do you have it? Do you have it? What can sustain you? They said she's a prostitute. But that prostitute, Jesus went to meet her. He said you have 5 husbands. But why did Jesus go and meet her? Do you know why? The Bible says she stood up. After she has led Jesus, you are the water of life. He went and came back with 50 men. How did she do it? One of his disciples cannot do it. But the woman has content. So Jesus, go through that have content. Look at me. It doesn't matter if people hate you. Content will bring your own people to you. Make many bomb me by. I'm done with the service. You have another question? It's over? Start, let me pray. Okay. Wait, somebody have a question. I know you have a question. Okay? Give me a microphone. Do you have content? Do you have content? See, your beauty is not your content too. Your beauty will fade away. It will what? It will what? Content.
My name is Israel.
Content. We know you are Israel. Sit. Ask your question.
Mentally or mental-wise,
yeah.
How can one recover from assumption that leads to implication?
Assumption that leads to?
Implication.
Implication. Akoba? Okay, the best I'm going to tell you now is this. What has happened has happened. What has happened has what? Israel, take note of the people that are bringing Akoba to you. Take note of them. They are not far. Daddy Tinubu cannot cover me because he doesn't know me. The governor of Lagos State cannot cobalize me. He doesn't know me. It takes somebody that knows you to cobalize you. Coba is implicated, Abby. Mentally, to be delivered, get healed fast. Do what did I say? Get healed. Ask yourself, am I still alive? I need to move on. I posted something on, I've forgotten that thing they did like this, like, alpha like this. Not Instagram. That one. Thread. I cannot fall. I must not fall. If I fall, the people behind me will cry. Make sure you don't fall. Permit me to preach a message I jotted down. Israel, you want to be delivered? Recover quickly. When you are sick, what happened? You recover. They say, Habaulale, Motim better. Motim better. Motim better. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not walk. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. The last one is, he restored my soul. Let God restore you. Heal up. When there is a wound here, no matter how deep the cut is, it's very deep, but it must heal. If it's not healing, then there's something wrong with your system. If you cannot be healed and delivered from implication and assumption that people have against you, then something is wrong with your system. You have to heal quickly. You have to heal quickly. People have said things to my face like this to my face. But you know what? To hell with you. After you are finished saying it, get out of my face. I have place to go. Are you listening to me now? If they are talking at my back, they belong to my back. They remain behind me forever. I have place to go. Rise up on your feet and let us pray. Stretch your hand. Make I pray for you. From any damage you have done to anybody's life by your assumption. You thought. You sincerely thought. But that person's life has been implicated. Let the damage be repaired. No hearing. Let the damage be repaired. I wanted to rent a house. I was there with a Land Cruiser. Still, this man looked at me like this. and said, Sanwole ma le sonwole bayi. Sanwole ma le sonwole bayi. We went to meet him in his office at Okwebi. He put his leg on the table, very dirty thing. He was there. The cars he has since when I got to that house is still there. I am giving cars. I have changed cars. I continue praying. Stretch your hand to me. The damage they have done in your life by their wicked assumption, they will be saying it and saying it and saying it. They will gather together and talk about you. Let God repair the damage now. They sent you food. There was no yam there. You now call. They said, why there's no yam in this thing? And he was saying, there's no yam there because and you tag that innocent woman that she's a witch and the one controlling your this thing. Not knowing that even she is the one triggering the man to give you money, you just lost the person. Every good people you have lost because of your stinking assumption. Am I praying for you? Receive deliverance now in the name of Jesus. They don't like me. They don't like me. But they love you so much. They cannot be in your head. You have to explain and let them know some things. Some of you ladies, you have to tell your husband how to love you. Oh my God. Some of you men, you have to tell your wife and children how to love you. But you don't communicate. Power to communicate. Are you ready? Receive it now in the name of Jesus. When I give my children money, say, ah, daddy, why? It's too much. Don't. I say, ah, what are you talking about? If you have money, won't you give me money? He said, oh, you will give me money. Oh, yagba. Kini. What am I doing? I'm communicating. I'm power to communicate. He said, bring your own strong reason. Where you are supposed to be sharp, you don't sharp. Or Loro. Receive deliverance from ignorance in the name of Jesus. Every road that is closed because of assumption and lies and accusation on your life. Jesus is the way. Let your way open again in the name of Jesus. Since your amen doesn't synchronize with my pain and my prayer, I want to stop. Let your way open in the name of Jesus. Anybody suffering now and here because of a satanic assumption against your life, because of a lie against your life, in the name of Jesus I call, let the damage be reversed now in the name of Jesus. God will vindicate you. God will fight for you in the name of Jesus. Power to discern between lies and truth. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Yes. Permit me to tell you, to write a letter or a note to people you have destroyed their life by assumption to. Tell them you are sorry so that this prayer can be answered. As you leave from here, any curse on your life because of assumption. So people don't even know you, they are cursing you. As people curse you, they don't even know me. I'll share my family, somebody sent a message, a very terrible curse. That's why I call him. I don't know you. He said, I'm not the one. Is this not your number? You don't want to hear the curse. I have prepared my own for him. According to what you have written, you have dug a pit, you go enter. I don't know you. He said, because you did not pay my loan of 8,000 naira for me, may you bury your children? May you? I don't know him. I don't know him. I received a message some time ago. He said, people like you have made me to forsake faith. I am out of faith. I am no longer born again. God will judge you and your children. That was the message he sent to me. So I looked at him. I said, I don't know this guy. So I begin to trace his number and I called, hello, who are you? He said, I'm sorry, sir. It's a random message. In fact, there are some things I cannot show my family. It is maybe one or two. When I show to them, and they mark the person, and when I were broken like that. If you are here, they have cursed you. They don't even know you. and they are sending messages and calls to you. Today, God will rise and fight for you. You and I will not bury our children. I was talking to a man of God. I said, man of God, there's a particular man of God. His name is like this. He has a son. He wants to sacrifice his son so that your way can be blocked. He said, sir, it's true. He wants to kill his own son to block the way of this man of God. So we started praying. I said, let's start praying. Whatever anybody wants to do, because they are assuming that you are the one blocking them. Some of you, God has helped you, are helping the family. They assume that you are taking their glory. Which glory do they have and they are suffering? May God arise in his might and fight for you in the name of Jesus. May God vindicate you from every lies and accusation in the name of Jesus. And may the Lord give you wisdom to be wiser than them. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.